This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show
your way and on your time.
It's an off Friday on Afternoon Drive.
Fly ball right field. Nolan Jones squeezes it for the third out, and the Guardians take 3 of 4 against the Royals, with these two teams both battling in the wild card chase. A crucial Guardians win.
And I still think there's a mile to go to play your best football. Pick the next five games. Pick a rabbit out of a hat trying to find the win. That's not where my mind's on Baltimore, and you can beat Baltimore.
You can beat Baltimore. It's not the expectation going in, but you can beat Baltimore.
If I do say on air on Sunday, clowns on sports talk radio, I'm referring to you.
Oh, no, that's fine. Yeah, any
Does
mention of Nick Wilson will do.
If that counts, then there is a possibility that, depending on how the rest of this interview goes, John, I'm not talking about you. You're more normal. But depending on how the rest of the interview goes, if I say, listen, I talk to these clowns on Cleveland Sports Talk Radio every week, you are the clown thing.
It's the Afternoon Drive with Nick Wilson and Jonathan Peterlin on Cleveland Sports Radio, 92.3 The Fan.
The show is back! Nick Wilson, Jonathan Peterlin, we are Afternoon Drive. I am officially on one, because I ate a burger, and I am supercharged right now. But that open, courtesy of MLB on Fox, courtesy of Mac Robinson on the board. Yes! We've got Anthony Allant, the milkman, holding it down, doing 2020s, doing producing, all the B work for our guy, Anthony Allant, on an F-off Friday, on a football Friday, on a free stuff from Verizon Friday, because I got some free stuff from Verizon. Hi, JP, how you doing?
Hello, how are you?
It's really up for debate. What is more surging through my blood right now?
Yeah.
Is it the grease from the burger that I just ingested, or is it free merch?
I'll say this. Ted, our imaging guy, our production guy, came up to get you to get, you know, give a read, is what he was trying to go for. I don't know if you're even aware that he popped up. He popped up, he looked, he saw you eating the burger, and then
he was
trying to make a business decision in his head. He's like, do I interrupt Nick eating this burger, or did I just turn around? And he sat there. It might have been longer than I would have sat there. It was like a solid 10, 15 seconds. And I looked at him with the obvious answer of, don't you interrupt that man with that burger.
I don't have
Don't you do that right now.
There is.
And then he turned and walked away.
There is a bigger host on this station that has a reputation of popping off at anyone and everyone, and it ain't me, babe. However, I am like a dog with a food bowl. If you get in between me and a burger, all bets are off.
I just think it was being courteous, because you could tell the size of the burger. You could tell your infatuation with the burger.
It was a religious experience.
Everything was there. It was like, I haven't seen Nick have this good of a time since Nam. You know what I mean? Like, it was a really good setup. And then and he did the right move.
1A, 1B. That burger and Nam. That's people who know me. That's what they say.
That's what they say.
It's a football Friday. All right, we're going to get more to this. Micah Parsons is really good at football, and the Packers are really good as well.
Yeah.
I was right, radio. Thank you to start the show.
Well, for 2 weeks of the season. But yes, it's a good pick so far.
Nope. It's going to continue on.
until it's not, at which point you can rub my notes in it. But for now,
no, at that point,
I was right.
At that point, we will conveniently just not be bringing it up. Is that how that works?
No, at that point, I'll be like, well, with the benefit of new information.
Yes, that's right? How that works. Okay, we have to take victory laps for 10 weeks, and then when they just vomit all over themselves, it's like, well, clearly you had an injury.
But I will tell you, I think this game is it's the most excited I've been about a football game in which the team I root for is a double-digit dog.
Okay, and it's not like we don't have experience with this. This is the third time in Stefanski's career he's been a double-digit dog, and we had two of them last year.
And so, and listen, I think maybe that's informing some of the double-digit dog.
We're now comfortable with being double-digit dogs.
I think specific to this year, I don't think the Browns should be a double-digit dog going into this game. Like, I'm cool with them being a touchdown dog.
Okay.
Seven and a half point dog.
Not the biggest spread of the entire. What's interesting to me about the whole spread in general is that the Ravens are clearly getting a bump up. Yes, because they were good last year, everything associated with that. But they're getting a bump up because for, I don't know, all but 4 minutes of that game, they looked like the best team in week one.
Uh-huh.
Meanwhile, the Browns looked competent. The Browns looked like we had a clue. No bump up for that one. The assumption from Vegas is stinky.
You could argue that they got bumped down for looking good against
almost,
the Bengals.
Yes, in many ways, almost. Because of the Bengals' defense, and then it's like, well, you only scored 16, missing complete context attached to all of that.
So I'm going to list off the things that are intriguing. The big point spread, something we've talked about, is intriguing about this game. The trash talk that's happened between the two parties. Yesterday, we played the Derrick Henry rebuttal to Grant Delpit. Kyle Hamilton had something to say, which we'll get to in today's show. That, to me, is a part of this game. The fact that it is an AFC North game and the Browns are still, they're still in the part of their schedule where they believe that they can hang with teams that Vegas and I would say a fair amount on the national media don't think they can hang. Okay, that's a third thing. And I will say, Joe Flacco's return to Baltimore. That is another thing that I find intriguing about this. And last but not least, there is the Quinshon Judkins element of this, of will he play? If he does play, how much will he play? And whether the Browns are being truthful at where he is in his preparedness to play as well, or whether maybe they're sandbagging to sneak one by the Ravens.
Well, what type of impact will he have? I mean, that it's got to be a question, and it's something that if you just had decent running back play last week, I bet obviously there's a few different ways the outcome could have been different, but if you had decent running back play last week, I bet that outcome's also different.
Yeah, I put it on the O-line. So for me, whether it's Quinshon, whether it's Jerome Ford, whether it's Samson, whether it's Rocket Sanders, whomever is the guy that gets the most amount of carries on Sunday, I'm going to need that offensive line to not let Ravens defenders meet that running back at the line of scrimmage. Well, the maybe my greatest hope for Quinshon is, though, I know he can run between the tackles.
You had two Ravens players last year on that D-line that are on this line that had double-digit sacks. DeJuan Jones did not have a good week one, and Conklin's 50-50 right now to play in this game.
Well, and more concerning is...
And it's not the eye problem, guys. This is the actual injury that he had, the elbow injury.
And listen, eye problems are real, all right?
I did like the distinction from everyone today, and for Stefanski to clear it up, to be like, he's 50-50, and then he had to make sure that for people like me, it's like, it's not because of the eye, it's because of the elbow.
But I guess I do expect Quinshon to play, which is wild, because I haven't been like calling people up every day and being like, are you going to play? I haven't texted anybody about it. I haven't really done any digging in it. I think this makes a lot more sense that he plays this weekend, even though he still technically has, this would be game two of the two game, exemption that they would have for him.
What is interesting is that it is, because we don't really see instances like this often, and so even people that have been covering the team for a million years seem like they're almost split on this. I tend to trust Mary Kay when it comes to this stuff, and Mary Kay is saying she expects him to play on Sunday. So my expectation now for Judkins is to play on Sunday. If anything, I'll be surprised. They have a deadline of tomorrow afternoon, okay? So we'll know, by the time you talk to me with Coach Riz on Sunday, we'll have a firm and clear grasp of whether or not Judkins will be able to play in this game. But the expectation I have is that, yes, he will play.
What I'm torn on in the expectation on if he plays, what I'm torn on is I feel like there are people who believe he will have a limited role on Sunday because of logic. Because it's tough to process him signing and then being a 15-carry guy on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think they're basing their prediction or their thought in that. And then there are people who I think might actually know it. and are saying what it is. And so it does feel like it's one of those cases where I'm like, all right, is this overwhelming thing? Is this us all just being like, he couldn't possibly get 15 carries on Sunday? Or are we all just playing the damn logic game?
I think we're just playing the logic game. I think that's really the only thing we have to go off of. I don't know. I mean, let's see what type of wild cards Stefanski and company are. It'd be interesting to see if they just threw him out there. Pass protection is the biggest thing. If he can do that this quickly, I'd be surprised. But okay, if he does, then keep him out there.
It would be what I guess the other intriguing part of this is the Browns do fancy themselves gamesmanship. They love to be very vague and very gray with what a player status is. And they do it in the name of, we got to protect the player. And we got to, no. You do a little bit because of gamesmanship, because you don't want Baltimore to know what's coming if you can create the kernel of doubt in their mind.
Well, I mean, at least the Browns, and they can believe that there's a little bit of a wrinkle here. But if I'm Baltimore, I'm not swayed based off of whether or not Judkins is or isn't playing, because you've never seen Judkins playing an NFL game before.
Yeah, but I think the Browns, because the Browns do this with like guys who don't really matter sometimes.
Yeah.
Or like who's like a starter, but a starter in name only. Like they've done this just so many times where it's like,
they're silly about this stuff.
Maybe the biggest kernel of doubt that he won't get 15 carries or more in this game is the Browns could just be sandbagging for fun to try and catch the Ravens off guard because they think Quinshon could have a big game against this defense.
Might be. By the way, the Browns were 20-point dogs against Baltimore in Week 17 last year. Baltimore won that game 35-10.
Mm.
So Baltimore did cover that spread.
Mm. So it's time it goes the other way. That's how, right? Is that how the lines work? What? You got us last time, you bastards. Now
it'll go our way.
Now we're going to keep it within 11.
I forgot about it. I forgot it being as large of a spread as it was. A 20-point spread, and Baltimore cleared it.
I need this game to be close. If we're just being, I think I'm on the other side of the outrage with the Baltimore classlessness. Well, like Chris Canty and what he said today, what our guy Rob Long said earlier this week, what pretty much everybody's had some sort of commentary on it. I am over it because I think I've just decided that's a trash-ass town. That's a trash-ass organ.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Organization. Their fans are trash. They're just trash. That's no reflection on me.
Yeah. Here's why close matters in this game, Nick. Close matters because if you can hang close with the Bengals, hang close with the Ravens, even if it's this early in the season, you're then led to believe that you can hang close with just about any team in the NFL. And you will consistently hang close, even if they are what you end up calling a competitive 3 or 4 win team. It at least makes Sundays interesting.
Yeah. So, yes, but also win the game. Let's do that.
I thought you wanted close.
But no, I do want close, but I'd like a win.
Well, a win would be great because a win obviously would prove the same thing that a close loss proves as well, is that you can hang with any of these teams.
This is the old Joe Burrow. We know what it means to win a Super Bowl, or we know what it takes to win a Super Bowl.
Well, not actually winning a Super Bowl.
I think there's a pretty significant difference between we kept it within 3 and you beat them by a single point.
I think after watching the Ravens in week one and how that game went back and forth with the Bills, if you can keep it within a field goal of the Bengals and the Ravens in back-to-back weeks, that will far exceed the expectations that I personally had entering the first 2 weeks of the season.
I think beating Baltimore would far exceed the expectations I had.
I mean, for sure. There's obviously
layers.
I think being competitive
is just not that. Okay,
I feel like I'm giving you a vanilla ice cream and you're like, I want the vanilla ice cream with the sprinkles on top and the cherry. Yes, it's a better sundae. Yes, yeah. It's a better
cherry though.
It's a better presentation.
Not a cherry.
No
guy.
Cherry at all?
No, not on top. No,
on any of the ice creams?
No.
You get like a sundae, you get a banana split at an ice cream store. You don't enjoy the cherry on top?
Hold the cherry. I'm here for the chocolate. I'm here for the accoutrement. I'm here for everything. The ice cream, the bowl even, the spoon. I am not here for the cherry.
Love a cherry on top.
Feels a little on the nose. Feels a little too much.
Although I eat the cherry first, though, so it's not even like I saved it or anything like that. I just immediately take the cherry. I do this with drinks, too, though. Give me like an old fashioned. I'll take the cherry, and we'll just take it straight out. We'll eat it right away, and then we'll put the little stem right back in the glass.
I'm making icky face right now. That's what I. The cherry.
I didn't know you're anti-cherry.
On a sweet, yes. Yes. No, no thank you. No thank you at all.
On a sweet.
That's probably an extra 50 cents, too. Can I get the 50 cents taken off that? Because I am not paying for the cherry that I won't eat.
50 cents for the cherry. This is, the cherry's the
you
bonus.
You think the cherry isn't baked into the price
it's,
of the thing?
Sure, it's baked into it, but it's not 50 cents.
What's the price, then?
I don't know. I don't know what the price of cherries are.
I need to know the unit price. It needs to be taken off there because I'm not eating that trash.
You're paying for it whether you eat it or not. It's already baked in. You're paying for it.
I object. Give me the unit price, and I'll pay. If that means I got to pay extra for sprinkles, that's fine. Or the crushed nuts.
Well, what you want is probably double sprinkles, double crushed nuts, and then no cherry. But
that's profiling. All right, single sprinkles, single everything is good enough, except for the cherry.
My mistake profiling that you'd like double sprinkles. That's on me. I'll live that one.
You saw the cherubic face.
I'll live that one down.
You made a wild guess. 216-474-0092. At Nick Wilson says, at Jay Peterlin on social media, courtesy of Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store.
I thought you were just going to make up a cherry company. I don't know why.
I've forgotten the read that I've done for a couple years now. But we got a question for you. Do you expect Quinshon Judkins to play on Sunday at 2:40? We got quick hits. Coming up in the 3 o'clock hour, Chris Jimenez, Guardians TV analyst, will talk about the Red Hot Gardos. Still far enough back in the wild card. But we're very excited for it. Jeff Lowe, Barstool Sports at 3:40. And then Daryl Reiner coming up at 6 here on a football Friday, on an F-off Friday. Do you expect Quinshon Judkins to play on Sunday? And I think I'm pulling the brakes off. I think I'm pulling the governor off the Quinshon expectation train. Chug-a-lug in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.